Oh, family, this is just so awesome. I can hardly contain myself. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful message. You're really going to enjoy this. Where do I start? It's pretty long, but you're going to love every minute of it. It's very, very special. Tonight, the Lord took me to heaven, and our tour was very much like the narratives from our book, Chronicles of the Bride. It all began very innocently as I saw the Lord dancing with me in a rather busy area. I was wondering, what is all this activity about? Well, I noticed his collar was unbuttoned and his tuxedo tie was loose around his neck. After a few more moments, I saw that his sleeves were rolled up and wondered, why in the world would his sleeves be rolled up? I think he really delights in surprising me and making me guess about what he's up to. In fact, I know he loves to do that. Well, then I saw he was wearing a kitchen apron. You know, he doesn't give me the whole vision right away. It's like we're dancing and we're really enjoying each other, and I'll notice something, and then he'll let me notice something else until I get the full picture. Now, he was wearing a kitchen apron. You know, the kind that go around your neck and then around your waist and you tie it, just like a chef would wear. Just then an angel without wings passed by with something that looked like a roasted chicken hot and steaming on a platter. I get it. He's helping to prepare the wedding supper. Mind you, there's no killing in heaven, so it was mock chicken, whatever it was. Well, we danced a bit more, and I just adored and worshipped him to the music. I was listening to Praise Him by Terry McAlmon with that wonderful female vocalist, and I just played it over and over again. And at times he sang over me and spoke encouraging words. And after a brief while, we hadn't been there for very long, a helicopter landed nearby, and the Lord took me by the arm and helped me to climb aboard. Before I knew it, we were airborne and headed to a large, blimp-shaped ship that was hovering in the sky. The helicopter flew into a landing area in the back of the blimp, and we climbed out. Then I saw the blimp from a distance, and it began to move slowly towards outer space, and then it just totally disappeared into space all at once. And in the next scene, the Lord and I were on a beach beside the ocean. I was wearing petal pushers and a blouse, and he was also wearing petal pushers and a white shirt that hung loose and was very casual and comfortable. That's when it dawned on me that we were on our honeymoon. We were on our honeymoon. Wow! All around us were very high, dark lava cliffs surrounding this cove that we were walking in. The waves were coming in rather forcefully, but as soon as we got near the water, they melted down into a placid, lapping wave, as if to greet us and make our walk more quiet and calm. But not before the waves tossed up a brilliant pink conch shell right at my feet. The Lord looked at me, smiling. "Pick it up." As I did, pearls began to roll out from inside, then emeralds and rubies, all of a deep color and skillfully faceted, revealing their clarity and deep colors, came spilling out of the conch shell. I gathered them up in my hand, and delighted, I tossed them up in the air. Then I thought to myself, oh, I should save these and share them with others. And as I thought that, they all picked themselves up off the sand and gathered again into the conch. A few moments later, he embraced me and we were dancing on the beach, and I saw it from a distance. Rather than being up close, I just saw it from a distance, and I thought, this is the most romantic honeymoon I've ever even heard about. This is so amazing. It's picture perfect. Soon we were sitting beside a stream of crystal clear water that fed into the ocean. Lush ferns lined the rocks as it descended and wound its way down into the water. I don't remember what we were eating, but Jesus said to me, "Uh-oh, here comes trouble." Just then, my huge African male lion, Judah, came lumbering up the beach just in time for lunch. We giggled as we fed him a few morsels. I looked behind me and a large serving platter of meat-looking food appeared, catching Judah's fancy, and he forgot about our picnic and had his own. Soon Gracie, our beautiful Siamese-colored mama cat, came meowing up to us for her share, then our other cats, and Judah, our little Judah, an Abyssinian gray cat that has markings identical to a mountain lion. He came up to Big Judah, and his characteristic greeting sniffed and sniffed and sniffed. I mean, Judah's a little sniffer. He comes up to you, and he'll sniff 9 different places before he'll settle down and accept you. But he sniffed Big Judah, and far from being antagonistic, Big Judah greeted him with a gentle nudge. After we finished our lunch, I got up to put my feet in the water, and along came some natives running towards us down the beach. Oh, they gathered around us so joyfully, as if we were long-lost friends. They were fingering my hair and shirt with great curiosity and affection. They made it obvious they wanted to take me in a dugout canoe for a ride, while Jesus sat on the beach. Soon we were moving swiftly along in the calm water, and just really enjoying one another's company. Well, that was short. Jesus soon came walking on the water to rescue his bride, whom he was very jealous over. He took me away to another place, further inland, where the waters were crystal clear and calm. I stood on the ground and looked down into these pools of water that were teeming with exotic, colorful fish, with a background of white sand. Oh, they were amazing in color, so brilliant, every color of a rainbow. The Lord and I were soon swimming with them as he was showing me around this underwater wonderland. I remember a place just like this in the Yucatan in Mexico. It was a tourist destination, and the fish were something to behold. I'd never seen anything like it. It was like an underwater aquarium with the most colorful fish he ever created, all gathered together in looking glass water. The scene changed again, and this time we were dancing on the deck of a cruise ship. The angels had put a blanket over the sky so it seemed like nighttime. A waiter came by and offered us champagne. The Lord took a glass and handed it to me. Then he took his glass and said, "I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes," and lifted his glass, crossing my arm with his. So he drank from my glass, and I drank from his. Then fireworks began to shoot off up into the sky. Beautiful fireworks, what a celebration of our love. He was so delighted to see me, enthralled by this awesomely perfect event. Oh, I wanted to stay there forever. After a few moments, the Lord began to speak. "We should talk." "No," I said, "I don't want to stay. I want to stay here all night." Then I thought about it, and he said, "Okay." "Lord, if I don't write this all down, won't I forget it?" And he answered, "Are you kidding me? As if Holy Spirit will forget? Here I am, Lord, all ears and no tears." "I should hope not," he said. That was just a teensy tiny glimpse into our wedding reception and honeymoon. Oh, Lord, that should hold me for a long time. "Oh, no, it won't. Be honest. You'll be back here before the night is out wanting more. I know you too well." "Well, you're always right. So what's the use of arguing? You'll do it anyway." "Uh-uh, I'm too happy to be contentious. What would you like to talk about tonight?" He paused for a moment and looked at me and said, "Our honeymoon." He smiled with a twinkle in his eye. "Oh, that was truly ecstatically awesomeness, Lord. Well, my brides, that is merely a glimpse into what it will be like once you were here in heaven with me. Oh, Lord, I'm still floating on cloud nine with you. I can barely focus on writing this all down. So infused with joy am I. And he replied, and that was merely a whiff of joy from your honeymoon. And I say to you, all my brides, I have a wonderful escape to paradise planned for you all. Oh, you have no idea. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard the wonders I've prepared for all of you in heaven. After the wedding supper, we will disappear into paradise and spend our days joyfully exploring the oceans and mountains and forests and streams of living water in heaven. Each of you has a very particular place that is in your dreams, a wonderful place that you've always dreamt of. Understand, I know all about that place. I've been there and seen the things you love, as well as reading your minds as to what else you would love to see there. And I have, down to the last detail, prepared many places for you that we will frequent during our honeymoon. You will even meet people there who are longing to see you, as well as your favorite animals and my wedding presents to you. Everything on earth you ever dreamt of doing, we shall do together in heaven. And these places shall be ours to return to time and time again. They each are tailored exactly to your tastes. There are longings in each of your hearts to visit places you have seen in passing in heaven. Those places are real, just for you. What joy will be yours as I answer all the questions you could ever have about creation, and you are able to observe its beauty microscopically just by desire. You will even be able to walk into tiny worlds and explore their patterns and composition from inside. Nothing, absolutely nothing, will be impossible to you. Our honeymoon will be a whole year long as you and I experience one another together in an innocent and pure relationship. There will not be a care in the world for the entire time. It shall be nothing but a paradise and seemingly unending vacation. All this is necessary to adjust you to heaven and its joys. You will never exhaust all of them, but you certainly will have an entirely new reality and outlook on life. No more pain, no more fatigue, no more bills. Oh yes, you're going to love it. Everything necessary will be provided free of charge. Every discipline you've ever wanted to master will be given into your hands with barely an effort. Inner scars will be healed, and you will be released into a new freedom, unlike anything you've ever known. Beloveds, on this earth you have scars, wounds, broken and empty places, and you are truly war-torn. But in heaven, all of you will be restored. You will express creativity in everything you put your hands to. Parts of you that were suppressed on earth will come into full bloom and spread their fragrance throughout the courts of heaven. Truly, the godlike nature given you at your creation will bloom and put out the most fragrant flowers and luscious fruits. Your gifts will heal others as the anointing flows freely for the first time in your life. It will flow so freely it will reach to the furthest corners of heaven to heal and enhance all who are touched. Could there possibly be anything more wonderful? I say to you, no. Heaven is beyond wonderful. Heaven is all you've ever dreamt of or wanted in your short life on earth. As you go through life, you think to yourself, I wish this were this way, and I wish that were that way. And do you know your angel is recording all those things and bringing them to me? Ah, yes, the angels serve in that capacity. It is my delight to see them involved in bringing you joy, and they themselves live to bring happiness to others. That, too, is their joy. So when you visit one of these marvelous places I've created for you, the things you thought about for decades, little fleeting thoughts of what you liked, all of that will be condensed into where you are at the time. For instance, if you saw a purple butterfly and marveled at its beauty, but thought for a moment, I wish it had eyes on its wings, that thought has been recorded, and when you see that butterfly, it will have beautiful eyes on its wings. If you love red rocks and deep canyons with waterfalls and ferns, everything will be as if you painted it, but with all kinds of surprises, like clusters of wild asparagus and watercress, exotic flowers, playful otters frolicking in the water, doves nesting, and a stone's throw away, a doe and her fawn feeding on vibrant green grass. And above her on a ledge, a mountain lion lazily licking his paws and rolling over on his back, taking in the beautiful light of heaven. You will see the transformations that love permeating everything has made. The lion and the fawn will lay down next to one another, and he will tenderly embrace the fawn as they nap. The otters will surface in the water with beautiful shells and drop them at your feet, begging to be petted. The bees will ascend in the shape of a heart and invite you to partake of their honey. The sand beneath you will gently accommodate your shape, wanting to make you comfortable. The canyon walls will have footholds and handles, making climbing effortless. And on your way up, there will be surprises, like little caverns lined with gem-quality indigo azurite crystals. Eagles will invite you to sit on their nests and fondle their chicks. The leaves on the trees will rustle joyfully as you pass by, and the grass will tinkle like chimes, greeting you in love with sparkling prisms of light glinting off of them and dancing off the canyon walls. Oh, the wonders of heaven never cease, and all shall be yours, because on earth you lived for me. So now I will spend our eternity delighting you with things you never thought of, but are extensions of what enthralled you on earth. I could go on and on all night, Claire, but even now your eyelids are heavy. In heaven, that will never happen unless you want it to. I don't think I'll ever want to fight that feeling again, Lord. Well, I wanted to share some of the wonders of heaven with all my brides. But I should also mention there will be quaint villages, such as the ones you admire so much in Greece. Cafes and even artwork will abound on the walls of little bistros. People who love to live in apartments will find such joy in their own specially designed home, with terraces and landscaping, and the most colorful flowers and fountains of living water. They will live in canyon-like groupings, so they can sit on their terraces and visit with one another. There are meandering canals planted with gardens and accented with quaint bridges, winding cobblestone streets, hidden gardens with lavender and white lilies clustered around intimate waterfalls, and ornate but comfortable benches and swings. Oh, what I have planned for the city dwellers will be something out of this world. Lord, you don't do anything halfway. You're the most extravagant lover. No one could ever love us as you do. My bride hasn't the faintest idea of the wonders of heaven. She cannot conceive in her mind the extent I have gone to in preparing the ideal place just for her, to bring her endless joy. So I want you all to cherish these thoughts, my brides. I have gone to prepare a place for you, truly prepare a place for you, that where I am, you shall be as well. And I promise you, it's not just any place. It's a wonderland and work of art, created only for you. Take these dreams with you now and prepare your hearts for I am coming for you soon. Hold fast to these things. Treasure them in your heart. They will renew you with joy as you revisit them. For my heart has spared no detail to bring wonder and delight to your soul. I bless you now with my love and my promise that soon we will be together for eternity.